guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It is Friday!
Friday!
Bob, get in here. Ready? Let's do it again. It's Friday! 7:06 in the morning, 530-605-4567.
Bob's voice is how I feel.
And we're streaming live at KCNR. I'm just going to keep going. You two, whatever you do. KCNR1460.com. We're in the chat room. And good morning to Sunny. Good morning to Sun Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning there, Bad Bob.
She's going to be celebrating an anniversary, I think, if she hasn't already.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Bob. I interrupted. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, that's it. Oh, you know what? You know what? Today's going to be a long day for Bad Bob. We're rocking all till noon today.
Don't you know that when you ask that question of a significant other and that's your response, I'm fine.
Oh, I tell you what, we listened to a comic last night. Now this comedian named Steve Trevino. And you know what? You shouldn't watch him before you go to bed because you're sitting there giggling. Because he's talking about things like how
he was crass.
He was crass.
Once he got past the crassness,
he's talking about his dad, Grandpa Joe. He says, "How can you name a kid Skyler?" he says, "Grandpa Skyler? No, it's Grandpa Joe." He says, "Grandpa Joe takes your kid just for a day. Kid comes back. He's changing your tires. He's changing your brakes. How old are you? 4. Hey, look at this rotor." But then he talked about how wives want to be with you all the time. He says, "Look, I'm with you all the time. The only time I am not with you is when I'm going to the bathroom. Do you want to sit on my lap?" "Yes."
It was funny, but don't do that at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, don't do it.
We were just, currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. How are you on this lovely Friday? Our temperatures look like we're going to have a mostly sunny day. I don't know about you, but it was muggy. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 79. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 51. The weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We do have every day 7, 10, 810, and 905. Our weekday mornings here on KCNR, our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo expert advisors. Chris Lasondek, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 20 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points at 14,829. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 1586, while the NASDAQ Composite's off just about 13 points at 3287. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 111 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 14 cents at $12.13, Rite Aid up 13 cents at $2.25, Ford down 15 cents at $13.40, while Citigroup is down 39 cents at $44.48. Of local interest, PG&E is up a dime at $47.11, North Valley Bank down 13 cents at $17.54, and Harley-Davidson down 32 cents at $51.89. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's down $2.22 a barrel at $91.63. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $25.35 an ounce at $15.35.36. While silver's down 77 cents at $26.83 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They've got, you know, the stock market has been volatile, but it's been climbing. And now it's down a little bit today as people are taking the gains they've made over the last couple of weeks. But you need to talk to people like Chris or Kathy or Susan or Steve or Josh. They're going to tell you exactly what's going on. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. It's a roller coaster, but you need good advice. And so why don't you give them a call? Again, 243-7561.
Well, let's give everybody a little tease of what's happening this morning. We've got two of our area young professionals going to be talking about the Banff Film Festival and Street Fair and what they're going to be doing to kick off. I think they may have some giveaways, but some really wonderful information to share with us. We have our Pet of the Week. We have politics.
Is Pet of the Week out there?
I haven't looked.
Okay.
I only came
so far.
Oh,
he's out there. He's out there?
Oh.
We're going to bring, in Pet of the Week immediately and then Banff and then we're getting ready to rock. So let's get out of here. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the ultimate river throwdown? MMA cage fights are back. As Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the ultimate river throwdown. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, April 13th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, April 13th. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you.
Saturday, April 13th, 7:30.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is coming again in 2013 with the ultimate river throwdown cage fights at Wind River Casino.
Cage fighting at its best. Wind River Casino Event Center.
For all the details on the ultimate river throwdown, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme throwdown event. It's better on the river.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities.
Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Right, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can do a guarantee that no other shop can. He'll guarantee it works. He'll guarantee that he'll fix that small chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length. That's right, up to 24 inches in length. Go talk to Jeff. If you can't do the job, he'll tell you. He's not going to take your money unless he can guarantee he fixes your windshield. 3280 Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. All right, Haven Humane's here with Sebastian.
With Clyde.
And Clyde.
Clyde and Spencer.
Clyde and Spencer.
Spencer,
but
of course.
Sebastian, the dog could be called Sebastian, you know.
He looks
but
like Sebastian.
But he looks like Clyde.
Clyde, it's Clyde. Okay.
All right.
So I got it.
Pet of the Week. We love this portion of the show. And, of course, we bring a dog and we try to describe to you what the dog looks like. And so far we've had a very good success rate because every dog that has been on has been adopted.
It has, and rather quickly, actually. They get adopted the same day.
In fact, you know, when Spencer sends me a picture, so we put it up on our website, it's too late.
Yeah, the husky.
And then you
was,
even sent me one of a, one you were going to bring today, but got adopted too quick.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so, now this dog
this
today.
This is Clyde. This is a great dog.
Carl's mesmerized.
I would take
he
this
is.
Dog.
He is. So is everybody else that's met him.
Okay.
He's a great, great dog. Really reserved, really calm all the time. He's about 60 pounds or so. He's golden in color, about medium length hair. We have him as a Chow Golden Retriever mix. Just gorgeous, gorgeous dog.
His eyes are intelligent.
He's
and
got
they
a good
look
teeth.
At you. They look at you.
He has
and,
a good
and
teeth.
The first thing he does when you pet him, he reaches up and he licks your hand.
Yeah.
This dog has not
he's
been
a good
abused.
Boy.
And
he likes people.
He likes people.
He
would
does.
You say that?
He does. Yes, he loves everybody that he's met this morning. I would say though that we do have him recommended for a home with a little bit older kids,
yeah.
12
sure.
and older.
Sure.
I think it's just because he is a little bit shy of new people at first, but all in all, great dog. No sit, walks great on a leash, doesn't pull at all, and is just happy and eager to meet everybody that he comes across.
I always think about the guy, you know, that drives around and really needs a companion. This is the dog.
This dog's in your truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
In your truck, in the front seat, looking out the window, looking over at you, and you two talk to each other.
Yeah.
No, I mean it. This is the kind
and
of
Clyde.
Dog that you can Clyde.
And he's looking
yes.
at us. Well, you've had him. I mean, we want to get him adopted right away.
Yes.
He's been in Haven Humane now for 2 months, but you know, he doesn't have that jitter like when dogs are.
Yeah, we call that going kennel crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
He is not on the verge of going kennel crazy at all, which goes to show you how well of a disposition he has.
What up?
You know,
wonderful
just
dog.
Great, great, great dog that's waiting to find his new forever home.
And that's what we want. So
give us the number.
If you call Haven Humane, call Spencer. I'm sorry. I know that's wrong. Call Spencer.
Got a new moniker there, darling.
You know, Sebastian Spencer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's,
now you know
both
you're...
start with an S.
Yeah.
Yeah, both start. You know, pretty soon I'm going to work it down to Sam. Or, it will never be Skyler, though.
Spencer.
It will never be Skyler, I promise you that. So, Spencer. And then, what's your phone number?
Our phone number is 241-1653.
And will Clyde's picture be is posted? Will be posted?
Yes. If you go to havenhumane.org, it'll be posted there. You just follow the link. And I will also send Carl an email as soon as I get back to the shelter with his picture and description.
Well, I hope it's too late. I hope that by the time you get ready to send it to me, somebody has taken this dog.
Well, you know, last week we actually had someone that heard us on your radio station that rushed down to the shelter and actually beat me back to the shelter, which is amazing.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
beat me back
I'm
to the shelter.
I'm telling you what, my friends, if things were a little bit different, Elk Killer would have a big brother.
Yeah, because Carl.
Because this dog really appeals to me.
This is a CB boy.
That dog would hop in my truck,
yeah.
in my Ford truck,
yeah.
and we'd drive around.
Yeah. And he's not too big. It's a workable, you know, he could sit on your couch and not do too much of an indentation.
Good. Okay. Phone number one more time.
241-1653.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
thank
he's a lover.
You so,
oh, yes. He's a
just
lover. He just wants to be loved.
He comes up and he just put his head on Linda's knee. Yeah. I mean, I do that. But he's getting
but
petted.
I trained you.
He's getting petted. He's getting petted more than I do. How about scratch behind my
Too
ears?
Too much information, folks.
We're going to take
that's
a break.
Our Friday morning here.
We're going to take a break. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Phone number one more time. Haven Humane.
241-1653.
People, do yourselves a favor.
He's check good
this,
on a leash.
Check this dog out.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dissertation every information with the Hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the Hopper. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the Hopper.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Starting Monday, April 15th, Agenda 21 Radio will be 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Join us next week as we expose the Obama administration's use of psychotropic drugs on our veterans and members of our armed forces. Remember, Agenda 21 Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12 noon, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, 59 degrees out there, 7:22. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley have been supporting our town for over 30 years. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Now, we have the ladies of BAMP.
Yes, let's go ahead and go around. Because it's Friday morning and I'm spaced, could we just let everybody
kinda
let's start with Julie?
It kind of reminds me of like an adult video game.
Let's start with Julie DePrada.
Wow, the ladies of BAMP.
I've been called
a BAMP, but not BAMP.
You can tell we're wild and crazy here on this Friday. Girls Gone Wild Friday morning.
Nice.
Julie DePrada, in between perfecting your golf games. Tell me what's happening. And introduce everybody.
Well, we have Crystal Ariano. Say hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Brandy Green.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
And we are here because...
Brandy and beautiful.
Oh, yes. We got beautiful... It is a beautiful studio right now. I am so lucky.
Bob and I are just sitting here in awe. Yeah, Bob and I are going to go... We're going to go pet Clyde. We'll be right back.
But we're super excited because we have the BAMP Street Fair tomorrow to kick off our...
Our BAMP Film Festival.
Which is...
tomorrow evening.
Which has been
sold out.
I love it. Yay. Looks like, smells like, and is. S-O. I love S-O. And it's not S-O out of luck. It's sold out.
Yes.
Did we get tickets?
Yeah, we're passing them on. You're going to give tickets away at the street fair tomorrow
night.
Yes,
come down to the street fair, 2 to 5. We will be giving away a few of the remaining tickets, so... Get down there.
Tell us quickly about the street fair and that leading into the BAMP. What's the idea about tomorrow's street fair?
Well, it's an outdoor recreation that's here in the Shasta County area. We decided we wanted to, pull out more of just the BAMP for making it more local. And so we're like, well, hey, let's throw together a street fair. And we got all these great participants involved. Brandy, who are some of our vendors?
We are going to have so many great companies down there. Some of our biggest sponsors are the local Dutch Bro guys. They're going to be down there with the Rebel Energy Van. We've got a climbing wall, a bouldering wall. Those are thanks to Adventure Rec and Martin Mosley. There's going to be so much fun stuff going down there and, chance to win a couple free tickets.
Did you say Adventure Rec?
Yes.
What's that?
Oh, Adventure Recreation. They're in Anderson.
Adventure Rec. Yeah. Okay.
We sure.
I know, I know.
Was it R, not a W?
Yeah, I did. But Brandy, if they're hungry, is there anything they can eat?
Yes, we are having a pod that is a portable outdoor dining experience. Come down. We'll have loads of local food trucks, and they are going to be there serving delicious outdoor delights. So,
like Mary's Pizza Shack,
yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
So now Crystal's over there saying, I love when people are really into what they're doing. And when we said it's 7:15, you know, we got a crazy morning come 7:15, the girls are just beautiful and ready to go. Crystal, tell us about the organization.
Okay, so this whole thing is being put on by Catalyst Reading Young Professionals, and we like to do all kinds of fun activities that help hopefully bring, you know, culture and just fun stuff to Reading. Basically, we put on the events that we want to go to, and BAMF is one of our things, and we're very excited to be doing this, and I'm so excited. I can't believe it's already here.
Well, you know, it's going to be great. It's outdoor film festival. And even the street fair is going to be pushing that. And are you wearing a camo t-shirt? You
no.
are. They're not?
No.
Looks like it.
No.
Does.
No,
looks
I'm
like
not.
It. Oh no, that's an $8,000 silk shirt that looks like a camo t-shirt. No. No, okay, I'm sorry. No. Hey, everybody, where's the street fair?
It's Market Street. We actually closing it down right in front of the Cascade Theater.
That'll make people happy.
Oh, no, I've got permitting.
No, I know. But permitting?
Yes, I permitted.
You don't need to permit. I need those stinking permits.
And the street will be closed from noon to 5.
Hey, Jim, Jay, our yellow cab philosopher, wants an adventure rack on his cab. I'm not even sure what that is.
He wants a what?
An adventure?
Rack.
Rack.
He thought it was something
you said,
on top.
Oh, he thought it was something you mount on top.
Talking
about
rack.
Racks again. Stop it. Okay, so it's going to be on Market Street. It's going to be on Saturday, and it starts when?
Stay with me, Julie. 2 p.m. It officially starts at 2 p.m. Vendors should be and will be set up at 1.
Yes.
All right. Okay, and then the film festival starts?
At 7 p.m. The doors open at 6.
And Crystal?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, there's also a pre-party before, in between. So the street fair is from 2 to 5, and then at 5 o'clock at Vintage Wine Bar in Nankasi is doing a pre-party down there. So, and that's open. Anybody can come to that. You don't need tickets to the street fair. The street fair is free. You just have to,
music.
If you didn't buy your
ticket
to the film festival, then come down and try to win the two tickets or however many we might. We just have a few. You just have to come. You have to be present to win those though.
Okay. We just got a couple minutes. What are a couple of the films that people, I mean, even though it's sold out, but some of the films you have are just outstanding.
We have one film called Unicorn Sashimi. No unicorns were killed in the making of this video.
What do they taste like?
Delicious.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Like a kimono dragon.
I bet you it was horn of plenty. I'm sure it was a horn of plenty.
They taste like Komodo dragon, really?
Yes.
You ever had one?
Kind of like chicken.
Have you ever had one?
All right.
We also have a show called The Gimp Monkeys, which is a group of
studio production people.
It's a group of people with some sort of limb missing, different prosthetic pieces, and they're climbing Yosemite.
These are men and women that are doing this?
Yes.
That's great. Outstanding.
It's amazing. It makes, you know, it makes me feel like a whiner for crying about getting up so early, but they can climb a mountain and I'm sad I had to get up early, but they're fantastic.
Okay, we have.
That's what happens when you're a community leader. There is no time of your own. Correct, girls?
Right.
What it takes to put on an event like this. You guys, I should be commended. It is wonderful, and this is what you do, is the young professionals coming together to help people become aware of all the great things going on up here and to be able to bring these really wonderfully arty movies. What was the unicorn movie again?
Unicorn Sashimi. Okay. And it has the taiko drummers in it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. So tomorrow at 2 o'clock is the, on Market Street is the big street fair, and there's all types of things to do. Plus you can win tickets.
Yes.
And from 4 to 5 there's going to be a party at
Vintage. From 5 to 7.
At 5 to 7 is the party, and the movie starts at
7.
Doors open at 6. Film fest starts at 7.
Great. Ladies, thank you so much for the ladies of BAMF. We'll be back after these messages with Co April Night.
Thank you.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are under pressure following disappointing retail sales and a report on consumer sentiment. According to the University of Michigan's preliminary report for April, sentiment hit a nine-month low. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 40 points. Meanwhile, Starbucks is slashing prices on its namesake and Seattle Best coffee sold in grocery stores. The 10% price cut for the bad coffees will go into effect on or about May 10th. The move by the coffee chain giant follows other price reductions by rival packaged coffee sellers earlier this year. Starting next month, the company is also letting people earn points on its loyalty program from buying its bagged coffee. And Twitter is reportedly planning to unveil a music application today. According to All Things Digital, the new app will allow users to listen to music by third parties like iTunes. Users will also be able to watch videos. The app will help users find artists and songs based on personalized signals, including Twitter accounts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh,
supposed to be happening here? Oh, that was it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, our bump music here.
It's the soundtrack from something. Okay, hey, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, 59 degrees, 7:35 in the morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. That's right. People that are going to do great, great work. And they do tabletops, they do countertops, fire pits. Mike Huber and his people just do outstanding work and trustworthy, and they give you great prices. They're located out at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in Redding, but give them a call at 530-241-7866. 530-241-7866. Mike Huber and the people from Estate Granite.
We're excited to have our Cool April segment, Cool April Night segment. It's the 24th annual, and with us we have Dave Walker, Jim Pope, Sheriff Pope, of course, and Barbara Harrison. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we are celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Corvette, and Dave, you have the star. It's when you walk in to the car show, you have what they would say would be the classic of what, the classic of classics for some, that this is what it's all about.
Yes.
All right, so let's have a little history on your car here, Dave. Now it's your time to ooze your passion.
Okay, my car's a 1961 triple black Corvette. It was made in... Excuse me.
It's a triple black. Triple.
It was made in St. Louis, Missouri. My car was made December 22nd, 1960. It is a triple black Corvette.
What does that mean, triple black?
Black exterior, black interior, and a black top.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, since it's a convertible. My car has both convertible and a bolt-on hardtop. Mm. It came with a 270-horse, 283 engine. It had 2 4-barrel carburetors on it. That engine has expired, and we've replaced it with a ZZ350, aluminum head, a small block Chevrolet motor.
Does that mean it goes a lot faster?
ZZ, I would think
it
so.
It goes pretty fast.
ZZ, do you have to wear a beard? ZZ top? No.
No.
It has nothing to do with that then.
No.
Well, you know, you can tell my level of cars, right?
Yes. Anyway, we still have the 2 4-barrel carburetors on it, and it's been, recammed and stuff. It probably puts out 400 plus horsepower. And we've got a Tremac 5-speed transmission in it because I drive this thing. It's not a trailer coin. I do not even own a trailer. So,
So this is your street rod.
This is my street rod.
And when did you actually purchase the car?
I bought this car last, August. Mm. I was looking for, I had two Corvettes the year prior to that. I had a 2001 and a 62. And I sold both of those. The 62 needed a lot of work. So I sold both of those and I wanted to get me something that was pretty much finished.
Okay, I'm sure you've turned a lot of wrenches in your life.
Yes, I have.
So, but this is, now you're at the point you're saying, you know what, I like to get one that's a little bit more done.
Right.
That I can just enjoy instead of having to go out every night and
right.
spend 3 hours and...
Well, I'm retired right now, and me and my wife likes to go out on cruises. We all like right. to drive across country. I just don't have the time to wrench on cars like I used to.
But you know what you want.
Yes.
So that's great. Now, Barbara. This is really a, so this is the one that you see when you walk in?
That's gonna be, yes, in the entry as you walk into the convention center downstairs.
Okay, now Barbara Harrison, if this is the first day, somehow somebody's missed us for 4 days, you're the one that selects the cars that are coming
yes,
in.
Yes, I do.
And how do you do that?
I go to car shows or lots of times, and people know I do this and I get calls. I want to show you my car. I want you to come see my car. Come to my garage, you know, that sort of thing. So that's what I end up doing.
So when Dave Walker is sitting here talking about this Corvette with the ZZ this and the blah, blah, block and all that, which I'm like, wow, that sounds really cool. Do you know what he's talking about?
Somewhat, yeah. Only because I listen to them all say it.
and then
I get to look at it. Yes, no.
Yeah, that's the big thing. You go look at it. Okay, yeah, I see what he means.
I had two guys in my life that explained cars to me very, very well. So
well, Linda does. So, you know, I get into the, well, you know, we talked about, there was an orange red, which really I really wanted was a crimson red. yesterday. And I'm like,
right.
And I'm looking at
him
going,
the look on your face. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Sheriff Jim Pope.
Hi.
Retired Sheriff Jim Pope.
Yes.
Is, with us, and we're going to talk to Jim too. Okay. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It's getting to be cool April nights.
From me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Amy Schumer, one night only at Wind River Casino. Amy is quickly becoming the hottest star in the world of comedy. Recent appearances on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon have helped bring Amy's blend of edgy girl next door comedy to the mainstream.
She's bragging about the dumbest stuff. The other day she was telling me, she's like, you know, I can still fit in my wedding dress. I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Don't miss your chance to see this comedic powerhouse. Amy will be performing live at Wind River Casino on Wednesday, May 1st at 7:30. Amy made her comedy debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007 and was one of the featured comedians on Comedy Central's Roast of Roseanne, following her breakout performance on last year's Roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for this hilarious event are only $25. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Come kick back with friends and watch Amy Schumer at the Wind River Event Center Wednesday, May 1st. Must be 21 to attend. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
My daddy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah, welcome back. If you're hearing car music, it's got to be cool April nights. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 743 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's going to be hot here this summer, and it's time to get your air conditioning units looked at, have them serviced, and it's Alliance Heating and Air that can do that. Installation repairs, emergency calls, or just routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call. 221-2642. 221-2642. Great people there, and they will keep you comfortable.
So we're talking with a group of people here today that are really special friends, Barbara Harrison and Sheriff Pope, and our new friend, Dave Walker, who is the owner of the Corvette that is going to be front and center when you walk in the car show. Sheriff, your involvement with Cool April Nights, you've been the sheriff of Shasta County for years and years and years, and wow, you've probably seen a lot transpire with Cool April Nights.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they started, and I watched, and I was involved somewhat, and then Barbara Harrison's close friend, who happened to be a close friend of mine, all of a sudden called me one morning and says, you're on the board of directors. They just voted for you last night.
You know what? So,
that's been about 12 years ago or something.
You got to watch out when you don't show up for board meetings. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I wasn't even there.
That's what I mean.
He wasn't
when
even
you
invited,
don't,
though.
I said, when you, oh, well, that's even worse. You're not invited, and then they elect you.
Exactly.
So her, you know, Dwayne Tomei, who's one of the greatest guys
absolutely
I've ever known.
Now, that was my fiance, one of the guys that taught me about cars.
He's the kind of guy, and they quoted me in the paper when he passed away, but he was the kind of guy that, when he asked you to do something, you wanted to do it, you know, because that's the way it was. And so you'd get your boots on, get in the saddle, and get with it.
Yeah. You know?
But anyway, the president asked me to come by and on Doug Carney, and on behalf of him and all our board people, and we just wanted to let everybody know we're really excited about the program this year again, and looking forward to next year, the 25th. Program. This is 24.
Yeah, that's going to be big.
That's going to be huge.
And as of the 1st of April, we had 1,427 cars registered. And right now we have, starting on next week, 17th, 18th, and 19th, we've got openings for 578 that will be, and we figure at least 500 before the show starts. We'll have 500 more.
So we just have the brand new program. Where can our listeners get the program? Just hot off the press. It smells just like it just came right out of the printer.
As of yesterday.
So where can I know that they can go to the fabulous, you've got a great website happening, mm-hmm. which is what, Barbara?
CoolAprilNights.com.
Okay, yeah, just really simple, good. Cool with a K. Okay,
yes.
And to find out all of the things. I mean, this is what's so beautiful. You want to talk about, this is one of the gems of the North State. They're beginning with, did you say something starts tomorrow? I mean, according to the program, is there something
their
else?
Their show and shine starting tomorrow will go all the way up to the opening of the show and through the show.
So you every day.
We've listed as many as we possibly can. We found out about two the day before yesterday that did make it into press. So, I mean, I can't even remember how many more we have. It's
which
just
is
unbelievable.
Great. Yeah. Because this is a great opportunity for business owners to, you know, you just see the influx of people that come from all over that want to see the cars.
They make new friends, which is really cool about the whole thing.
Keep
everybody
coming back.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, let's talk about the cruise, can we? That is like one of the biggest events. It is the biggest, I think, besides the rodeo and the way along with the rodeo, the people watching events. Actually, I think Cool April Nights really brings out just an eclectic group of people.
Been,
I love to watch people.
We've been told this is, of course, the biggest event in Reading. I mean, people come from all over, not just people that live here, and line those streets to watch that cruise. I mean, they start in at, 10 o'clock in the morning, Jim? I mean, they're out there on, you know, chairs and what have you.
Oh, actually, they start on Monday, Monday, you're going to start seeing chairs and tents. And
saving their spots.
For the whole week. Yeah.
I've been to one cruise in 24 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if there was one thing.
Never get to go.
If there was one thing to see during this, one thing to see during Cool April Nights, what would it be?
Well, it depends on what you want. People love the cruise. You'll have 10,000 people out there sometimes on nice days. But the show, inside and outside, the show is incredible. I mean, every year, even when it rains, we get lots of things going on. And it's, as mentioned, this is probably the biggest family event of the year in Shasta County. And that's one of the reasons I'm involved in it. And of course, we give all the money that comes in that we, after we pay the bills and everything, and it goes to children's kids programs.
Which is, obviously, Barbara and, Jim, our sheriff, are very, very involved. And I'm sure, Mr. Walker here too, with, children's charities.
Yeah. That was something that the first year we had Cool April Nights, we gave the money to I call them the wannabe cops, and I guess I shouldn't say that, but they were the bike patrol, for Reading PD. And then the next year we just made an overall decision. The whole board decided. I wasn't on the board at that time, but they all decided to go on giving it to kids, charities, and things like Kids Unlimited, the Burn Center. I mean, there's just all sorts of things around town that we manage to divvy it up and share. So it works out really well.
Well, let's talk about the Civic Center show, because why we have our Corvette guy here. Well, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Let's find out about the opening day of the Civic Center and how many days that will actually be open for those who are drive-by listeners right now that are thinking about their calendars. What am I doing? Just give me some visuals here for next week. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 cars on display. There's non-stop entertainment all week long. Join us for the kickoff show and shines on Saturday at Lithia Chevrolet, 1 to 5, and the Big League Dreams Park and Shine from 6 to 9.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st. Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Sponsored by Famous Dave's Barbecue, Anderson RV, KRCR Channel 7, Cross Petroleum, Union Bank, and Fox 20.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Community talk radio for the North State. 7:53 in the morning, and we're talking Cool April Nights. This portion of the show brought to you by, hey, Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the North State. They've got everything you could possibly want in cars, trucks, or SUVs, and a super service department. They're down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. And you're having a, I mean, big event down there at Crown Motors.
Crown Motors Mixer, Thursday night from, I think it's 5 to 9. They're going to have a band. Should be really good food from several places. And we always thank Crown Motors because they're one of our big sponsors for Cool April Nights.
Yeah, they're so great people down there. They're great people down there. Hey, Dave, having vets, obviously you love vets.
Yes.
So you gave me a little, you gave me a cheat sheet, but you've got some stuff there that, how long, see, they, this is what anniversary for?
The 60th anniversary of the Corvette. And actually on June 30th, 1953, the very first production Corvette rolled off the line. and that was in Flint, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And later on, December 28th, the production began on 1954 at a freshly new renovated facility in St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, those things were selling back then. I think that when Fred was on, Fred yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Fred was on yesterday, he said they were like $3,600 for it when he saw his very first vet. Yeah. It was like $3,600 for a new one, and you could buy a Crown Royal for $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
And like that. So when you're looking at them now, how much, I mean, does anybody have an idea how much a new vet costs? Is it, it's got to be up to $60,000 or something.
I've heard that. I have no
idea. They're more than that. They're really? Right up around $90,000 on, for a really high-end one.
$90,000.
Yeah. Gosh,
in other words, we could have bought five houses.
And the day after that, they're worth about
$60,000. Yeah, yeah. Drive off the lot. But if you've got 1961s, they're worth a lot.
A lot.
A lot. Yeah, well, that's great. And so you drive this around town.
I drive it all over, yes.
Yeah, I've seen him around.
Well, you know what? Maybe we have too, you know, come to think of it. You know, we see people driving some really pristine older cars and thinking, I mean, you know what? That must be pretty cool.
It's real fun driving it around town. It's like driving in a parade. Anytime I drive that around, people are honking and waving at me and stuff like that. And I give them the courtesy of waving back and tell them thank you.
Well, people honk and wave at me too, but they don't use all their fingers. I'm not sure.
Let's fast forward to our sheriff, Jim Pope. And, Jim, you were talking about the Saturday program, when it actually opens for the whole, for all the cars outside and the inside show and some of the festivities and the young gal that's going to be singing and just go ahead. You were talking
about
the break.
Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, we'll have the opening ceremonies, although things will be going on for a couple hours, you know, the cowboy breakfast from 7 to 10. Going on, but we will have a flag salute, opening ceremonies. Plus, we got a real treat for the folks this year. We got young Grace Clements, 12 years old, who will be singing the Star Spangled Banner, and she's really, really good. And she's going to open on Sunday morning at 9 as well and sing the Star Spangled Banner. But right after the opening, she's going to do a probably 20-30 minute program in the big tent while the cowboys are serving breakfast, and she's putting together her own program, and we're excited about that.
Well, it looks like we're going to have good weather.
Yes, and another thing I want to mention that is really cool, the entertainment that we have inside the big tent during the day, not at night, not the night entertainment, but during the day, Kids Unlimited comes in and does a performance. Starship comes in and does the performance. And those kids, I mean, that's what this whole thing is all about, okay, is about kids. And we have Wednesday night and Thursday night, we have the high schools come in. They do their barbecues. They play music. And this money goes to their funds for traveling with the bands and their uniforms and all their expenses. So we're helping them do one of their big fundraisers for the year. So this is what it's all about. This is why we do this.
Well, we have about a minute left. Every day this week, we've wanted to do a tribute to the Cool April Nights. And here it is Friday. We kick off the event starting tomorrow. And then we're just going all week. It's a big week. Closing thoughts with everyone.
Come and see us.
Yeah, come and join us. We have about 50 Corvettes leading the cruise for the first time ever. Opening the cruise, they'll be making the turn around. And also an engine real quick. We have an engine again, but it's this year donated by A&I. It's going to be built to whoever wins. Whatever engine they want, they'll build it. So instead of having an engine sitting on a box.
So,
you know.
So anyway. You'll build an engine to put into my vehicle. Yeah. Any
well,
kind of
if you win, yeah.
Put
if
your
you
name
win.
In there. Yeah. I put my name in it.
You got to buy some tickets.
If you win, I'm going to be a little bit suspicious.
Well, I buy it in there, but I think they run it through the shredder before it gets into the box.
Hey, we've been joined today by, of course, Barbara Harrison, our former county sheriff, Jim Pope. I don't know if you're ever former because I know people still come up to you and all that. And, of course, Dave Walker, who's got the premier vet. That's the first one you're going to see, a triple black 1961 Corvette that and sold for $2,700 when it was new, plus a few other things, you know, like turn signals.
So the Corvettes you don't see in the cruise, you'll see inside the building.
That's right. And you'll see, yeah.
I would like to thank Cool April Nights and also Hotorama for recognizing the 60th anniversary of the Corvette.
Hey, well, you know what? We're going to have a great time. Hey, you know, when we come back, PJ Marsh is going to be joining us. We're going to be discussing the things that Democrats and other people discuss, except on the air. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The U.S. playing war games in the Pacific, doing military exercises with the Philippines, as the U.S. urges North Korea to stand down and not launch its widely expected missile test. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
On his visit with South Korean leader, Secretary of State John Kerry warned North Korea that the U.S. and its allies are not going to play along.
No one is going to continue to play this round-robin game that gets repeated every few years.
Kerry repeating the U.S. commitment to protect South Korea, Japan, and itself. He's headed to Beijing next. And Kerry says he'll urge the Chinese to use their leverage to get their neighbor to settle down. As for accidentally released intelligence that says North Korea probably has the ability to put a nuclear warhead on a missile, Secretary Kerry says they have not fully developed, tested, or demonstrated that capability yet. Dave?
Mike, the gang of eight Republicans and Democrats trying to work out an immigration reform plan may just be about done. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And surprising many immigration activists, this bill says that anyone who came here illegally after the end of 2011 would not be eligible for legal status. Activists had hoped the cutoff date would be the day the bill becomes law. Now, on the other side, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is not happy with a provision that he says would merely require Homeland Security to submit a plan for border security, not achieving that goal before granting people citizenship, or as he terms it, amnesty. Dave?
And Rich, that bill could be unveiled next week. They're cleaning up storm damage in the South and Midwest. This Missouri man's relieved.
We're talking, laughing, breathing. Everybody's okay. That's it.
Three people have been killed. A utility worker electrocuted in Missouri. Another death in a tornado in Mississippi. The third in the snow in Nebraska. We spent less money in March. Retail sales fell 0.6%, the most in 9 months. Though part of that was just cheaper gas, which also helped producer prices fall. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Joe Arpaio calls himself the toughest sheriff in America. Now his office is investigating a mail bomb that never got to him in Phoenix. The package was intercepted and neutralized in Flagstaff. Arpaio says it's the nature of his business. The crime they're accused of led a teenage girl to kill herself. Three teens under arrest in California.
Three 16-year-old boys have been arrested on charges of sexual battery. They're accused of savagely beating and sexually assaulting 15-year-old Audrey Pott as she lay on the bed at a party unconscious. Students used cell phones to share photos of the attack, and the images went viral. 8 days after the alleged assault 7 months ago, Potts posted on Facebook about her worst day ever and hanged herself. The family wanted her name released to the public and her case known. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The FDA has uncovered more problems at 30 specialty pharmacies inspected after the meningitis outbreak at a Massachusetts pharmacy that sent out contaminated steroids for back pain, killing 53 patients, sickening more than 700 others. The new inspections found rust and mold in supposedly sterile pharmacy rooms. In the future, when you get a headache, you might do more than pop an Advil.
In a new neurological breakthrough, scientists were able to see pain on brain scans for the first time. A team at the University of Colorado measured intensity of pain and determined whether a drug was relieving it. The study used heat applied to the skin to cause pain. Next, researchers plan to study more common kinds of pain, like headaches and backaches. Experts say the data opens the door to a host of pain management possibilities. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
It is a drizzly, overcast day at Augusta, and so far this morning, only a few golfers are below par in round two play of the Masters. Most are over, including Sergio Garcia, who's dropped one shot back of leader Mark Leishman. Tiger Woods will tee off later, still four strokes off the lead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least Bad Bob assures me that's happening. Hey, we got a full show here. So let's go right to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading session and the markets are moving lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 62 points at 14,803. The S&P 500 down 12 points at 1581, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 25 points at 3275. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 186 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $4.36 at $4.2986, Intel's down 26 cents at $21.56, while Microsoft is off 19 cents at $28.78. Of local interest, Home Depot up $1 at $72.90, Reading Bank of Commerce down 2 cents at $5 even, and Verizon's up 14 cents at $50.65. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's down $2.88 a barrel at $90.96, and precious metals are off sharply, with gold down $65.85 an ounce at $1,494.89, while silver's down $1.42 at $26.18. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. What's going on with the stock market is so volatile, so you need experts. And that's the people at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Hey, if it's Friday, it's Amy trying to make us healthier.
You got it, and today I want to talk about sleep hygiene.
Oh no, let's not go there.
Hey, poor just sleep habits.
Sleep hygiene. Oh, I thought you meant like taking a shower or something.
Oh, no. Poor sleep habits are among the most common problems that we encounter in our society. People stay up too late and get up too early. Their sleep gets interrupted by many things. So, some things you can do. Avoid taking a nap during the day. Avoid alcohol 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. Avoid caffeine 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. And you know what? That includes tea and soda. And some people are really sensitive to the caffeine and chocolate, so you got to be careful. Avoid your heavy, spicy, or sugary foods 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. So if you're eating protein and vegetables, you're doing good. Make sure.
There goes the Italian sausage spaghetti with linguine. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, you could have like a light snack before bed. Something like, you know,
no,
warm
you said
milk.
4 to 6 hours. So if you eat at 6, you're in bed by 10. That's a,
You got to have those spicy foods at the beginning of the day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And make sure that you get enough sleep. I want to challenge everybody out there to try to get 3 days a week where they're getting full 8 hours of sleep.
Are you getting that?
It's a challenge for me, too.
That's what so I thought. I saw you the other day. You looked a little tired.
I try to challenge 3 days a week is my goal, to get 8 hours of sleep. And
that's
last
good.
But not least, reserve the bed for sleep and sex. Don't use it as an office, a work room, a recreation room. Let your body know that that's the place where you need to sleep.
It's not recreation.
Just quiet in the studio right there, Amy. People know you.
Well,
people know you, Amy.
I mean,
people
true.
Know you, Amy. When you say things like that, there's just kind of like quiet in the studio. Hey, okay, I have a factoid for you.
What's that?
All right. We had somebody on talking about the aging of America. And he talked about how the Japanese had their baby boom before World War II because, you know, they're getting ready to fight. And the Americans, United States, had their baby boom after World War II, right?
Okay.
So in Japan, adult diapers outsell baby diapers.
Get out.
It's true.
Wow. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, this. You can feel free to share that one. Okay, Amy from Adamson Speak Performance, thank you. I will remember, just use the bed for sleep and sex. And nothing else. No reading or any of that stuff.
But it
right?
can't be recreation.
But it can't be recreation?
No watching TV.
Or watching TV?
No.
Nothing?
No. Nope. It's sleep and sex and strictly that it.
Wow. Okay. You're pretty tough. All right. We got to run. Thanks, Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. BJ Marsh is with me. Now you're asking, who is this guy? He is a middle of the road Democrat. I'm sorry, he says independent, but we'll talk about how independent he truly is. That's like, oh yeah, I'm an independent. Scratch the surface. And we'll be right. But here's the thing is, PJ and I are going to be discussing a lot of different issues that probably are on people's minds. And we're going to see where we agree and where we disagree. And the fact is that we can discuss these issues without either one of us really pulling a gun.
I may chime in with a few questions myself here.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. And we are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends, the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th, at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Yeah, welcome back. Carla and the Boss.
You are feisty. Maybe it was
Free
the
Fire Radio.
What not to do in bed. I don't know. Don't eat vegetables in bed.
KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, which has a great in-store deli. I mean, we've all eaten there. This is really good, healthy foods there. And, of course, Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They're North State's nutrition experts, and they are. They go down. Everybody there is knowledgeable, talk to them about anything that has to do with health. Orchard Nutrition, it's 221 Locust Street, right there in Reading. And give them a call at 530-244-9141. Joe and the gang, the whole family there. It's a family owned enterprise, and they take great pride in what they do. Orchard Nutrition. All right. I've got something else here. Tomorrow is the 5th annual Boondockers Ball. And this is a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's a great event. And I've got two tickets here.
They have this Lou White Band. So
Lou White Band.
They
is
really
there.
Dance up a storm. People Dinner. Come in costume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's or not.
Be, yeah. Or whatever you want to do. Dinner, live auction, dancing, the Vintage Vixens contest, costume contest. And if you have not been in that place, just to go there and see the costume contest may be worth it. It's going to be a 1940s USO style event, and it's been a great, great event every year. And this is the 5th one. I've got 2 tickets for this. And I don't care. Give me a call, and you can have both these tickets. And it's going to be tomorrow and on April 13th at the out there at the Reading Jet Center, at the Reading Airport. And you're just going to have a great time. Cocktail hour starts at 5:30 and dinner at 6:30. These are $40 tickets. So give me a call at 605-4567, and the first caller gets these tickets.
Two tickets.
All right.
Go to a nice event tomorrow night.
A great
Beautiful event.
Event.
Yeah.
Great event. Okay, my guest today is P.J. Marsh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're asking yourself, well, who's P.J. Marsh, and how do you come on the show? Well, we have a mutual friend, Dave West, who said, you know, I think you two should meet because – PJ has a different outlook on life than perhaps you do. And I said, really? There are people like that? And he said, yeah, believe it or not. And I said, okay. So PJ and I sat down, what, a couple of times and talked about coming on the show because your viewpoints are somewhat different. And I don't mean wrong, but just different in some cases, not all cases, because you and I have found that we agree on a lot on what's happening in our country and politics and such. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I guess I'll start off with some politics. As I said, I'm a registered independent. I have voted for both Republicans and Democrats. I voted for George Bush, lived to regret it. And lately I voted for Barack Obama, and when I told you that, I think your mouth dropped. So I've gone.
Well, no, as frankly as Bob, can we get a picture here? I can't find anybody else that just said that out loud. I want this on our website because, you know, it could be a vanishing breed, but nobody else. I said, hey, who'd you vote for? Oh, well, you know, hey, that's a private thing. PJ just, yeah, I voted for Obama. Are you happy?
I would probably grade him with a C, on what he has done since he's been in office. I guess the proper grade should still be incomplete, but
that's true. He hasn't finished yet.
He hasn't finished. I think he did some of the right things when coming out of our recession. I think one of the things that he didn't do well, despite the fact that he's known as a great communicator, is I don't think he focused as much as he needed to on where our country was and what deep problems we had and why we needed to do what we did.
I think he used the trite phrase, it's Bush's fault, too much. I mean, it's easy to say it's Bush's fault, but he didn't say this is why and this is what we need to do. No, I agree with you. I mean, he for somebody that can, you know, I mean, can mesmerize people and with his speech, I mean, I think he needed to be a lot clearer.
You know, I really think that for a guy that's known as a communicator, that he's very articulate, but it seems to me that he lacks compassion or empathy as he speaks. I've got a lot of good friends, particularly in the Midwest, who are really thoughtful people, and they're just turned off by Obama's approach on the air. They think that he's arrogant, and I'd have to say I can see that arrogance. But he's the refreshing change from George Bush is that he is so articulate. Bush, on the other hand, was personally a charming person.
That's what I understand. Guy. And a lot of things, he was, when people would come up to George Bush, they would be surprised about how charming he was, and that he was articulate in small groups. It's when he got into larger groups where I get the feeling that Obama, where he comes across, you know, well, that if you were, and I don't know this, but if I met him, I would think that he would be kind of an aloof figure. And this is what I've read about, you know, from other people. So, but that's, you know, his personalities, frankly, I could care less. He could go out. I mean, he could bay at the moon at midnight as long as they're leading the country and succeeding.
Well, he's leading the country. I guess there are some questions about what he's doing. I think that the opposition is so powerful and so obstructionist that it's getting in the way of what he would like to do, and I like some of the things that I think he'd like to do.
Well, I frankly am cheering some of those obstructionists because there's some of the things that Mr. Obama wants to do that are just absolutely frightening to me. But let's talk about those when we get back from this break.
Okay.
All right. Carl Bott, Linda Bott here. We're with PJ Marsh, who is an independent who voted for Bush the first time and Obama the second time. Both elections or just?
I voted for Bush two elections.
You voted for Bush two elections and now Obama in two elections.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you're just spreading that wealth out there. Yeah. Aren't you? So you're the one. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Damn those buttons. Welcome back.
The buttons are on a slow mode this morning. 63 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's mostly a sunny day with temperatures around 73, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 51 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget, there's music on Fridays. And in the month of April, put on your calendar, April 20th. I'll be out there with the Pat Karch Trio, and that's a Saturday. So they're doing a special night where we are going to have a lot of fun. 6:30 to 9:30, 474-5546 are reservations.
Yeah, come out and join us because it's going to be in the tasting room. So there's about, I think, room for like 60 people.
Yeah, the reservations go fast. We'd love to have you join us.
And they fill it up. But yeah, we're going to be there and we're going to have a good time. So join us on April 20th. We gave away the tickets to
Jim, congratulations.
Jim, thank you very much, Jim, to the Boondocker Ball.
And those will be at the front desk, 1326 Market Street. Come get them because, of course, they're for tomorrow night's event.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, of course, with coffee. You can buy gourmet coffee beans there. And then the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Tobacco and Brew will meet or beat any tobacco price in this town. Meet or beat. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest is PJ Marsh, who is, you know, PJ and I have been discussing things over the last few months, and PJ is taking a kind of a somewhat different viewpoint than I do on events, and he's in touch with 35% of the people up here, and, but was not out with the 65% of the people. But as an independent. And, okay, we were talking about things that had happened, that you, you know, that we agreed on or didn't agree on. We were talking about Obamacare and the idea that everybody should get health care.
Well, I think it's a great concept. You know, I think one of the, fantastic things that's happened in the country, in the last, 15, 20 years is, Medicare. I think that, that's, you know, everyone would agree with that. And the idea of extending that, down to younger people, particularly to little kids, seems to me a very healthy thing to do. You know, if we look upon people as a natural resource, and I think that's a useful way of thinking about them, we need to do something to protect and help those little kids grow up into, good citizens.
But we already have so many different projects or different agencies that do this. In fact, numerous agencies all doing the same thing. Is that when you look at Obamacare coming in here with 2,700 pages of rules, including adding 87,000 IRS agents and the cuts as we're starting to see them now to Medicare and the. I mean, it just seems like it's such, you know, to completely throw out a system that may not be perfect, but it was working, take care of people. There's nobody ever turned away from an emergency room. It's against the law.
No, and that's part of the problem, isn't it? I mean, that's what's added to some of our health care costs. I mean, we do a lot of bragging about what a wonderful health care system we have in this country, when in fact, I think that, my God, we're something like 50th in the world in terms of infant mortality. So we've got significant problems.
Well, but how do you count infant mortality? We count as soon as, you know, when a child is, the instant the child's born. In other countries, in many other countries, they don't, you know, they wait a week to see if that, you know, see if the child's going to make it. But that's just a small part of it. But if we look at it in the fact of, okay, so we're going to provide medical care to everybody, but you've got to buy insurance. Well, what if you don't buy insurance? Right now, what this is doing is, and let me give an example of right here in town, is out at Grant. It's going to cost them, Grant Elementary, it's going to cost them $100,000 more next year for their 93 employees. They have other employees now they can't cover, so they're just going to pay that $3,000 fine. But what's that going to be next year after that? I mean, you know, if we're spending an awful lot of money on these insurance plans that were supposed to save us money.
Well, that's what I understand. I guess part of the problem is we don't yet know how everything's going to turn out. I admit to being, frightened by some of the things that I see are going on, hear about going on. What we have is, at the very best, an imperfect plan. I think that if we'd had a single payer system, like extending Medicare to everyone, it probably would have
well,
been.
Well, that's preferable. What Obama wants, though. I mean, he put this system. That's what he said at the beginning. I want a single-payer system, which would be the government.
Yeah.
So the people that have those systems, like Croatia and these others, are paying 65% of everything they make in taxes, plus a value-added tax. Is that what we want in the United States?
Well, I don't know that we want a value-added tax, and I don't think we want to pay 65% of our incomes. On the other hand, Medicare has, in fact, reduced medical costs. You know, medical costs from hospitals. If you or I, as an independent person, just go in and pay hospital costs, it's just exorbitant. So what you pay for hospital costs through Medicare is far less than that because those costs have been negotiated.
Well, that's true, but this is why so many doctors are now refusing to take Medicare, because the costs are so low. And we just saw in the paper today they were reducing it another 2%, and it's costing the hospitals $2 million. So the medical providers are really getting hammered on this. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. My guest is PJ Marsh, and we're discussing life here. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State John Kerry says North Korea should stop with threats of missile tests and nuclear strikes.
People are desperate for food, not missile launches. People are desperate for opportunity, not for a leader who wants to flex his muscles in this manner that takes everybody to a bad place.
He's in Seoul, South Korea, meeting with the foreign minister there. Russia's plan for manned spaceflight.
President Vladimir Putin told astronauts at the International Space Station via video link that Russia will be finished with the Vostochny Cosmodrome by 2018 and that the new launch site will be used to explore deep space and the moon. The facility is based in Russia's Far East, and Putin says he hopes that it will be used by Europe and the United States.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
2 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. All adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you 4 tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up.
This week, we welcome back FreedomAdvocates.org President Michael Shaw. He's been speaking around the country on the ultimate war, globalism versus America, and exposing the infiltration of UN Agenda 21 policies on the local level. Learn how you can protect your freedom on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 66 degrees out there. 8:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Comments. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold, my friends, and they're just really, really good people down there. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Get a great haircut there and be entertained at the same time. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop right there. Off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. My guest is my friend, P.J. Marsh, and a man that of well-thought-out ideas. We disagree in some things. We disagree in something like Obamacare. But as we've talked over the last couple months is that we agree on a lot of things, too. But when we get into healthcare, and then, you know, from there we can move on after this, but, when we talk about healthcare or even Social Security, are any of these rights that are guaranteed to anybody? Or are they just laws?
Well, certainly they're not constitutional rights. I mean, they're not in the Constitution, they're not in the Bill of Rights. I guess over the years we've come to expect things of our country, just because it's a great country. I think I could argue that both ways. We've come to expect too much, maybe. Frankly, I think the younger generations, my kids, my grandkids, expect a heck of a lot more than I did of our government.
My son-in-law works for the government. He's a U.S. Marshal. And my daughter is a nurse. And I don't see them expecting things from the government like that, but I believe you're right though. I think a lot of our younger generation is that they expect the government to take care of so many things that ordinarily you and I had to take care of ourselves when we were coming up.
Yeah. I mean, the concept of Medicare, my dad, my grandfather worried out loud. And as a little kid, I heard them worrying about their health as they got old. I'm very happy that I have Medicare now myself.
Well, Medicare is, and there right now is, like I said, today it said in the paper is that the 2% cut in Medicare and Medicaid is going to be 10%. And I see, as I said earlier, doctors are refusing to take Medicare. And more and more doctors, and we've had doctors on lately, we're starting to lose doctors. We're starting because they're aging and we're not replacing them. What are we going to do? We're going to be $100,000 short, according to the gentleman and information he brought yesterday. 100,000 doctors short by 2020.
You know, I think it's a problem. I guess it's a hell of a problem. I don't know what to do about it, but I think we've got to do more than complain. I mean, I really believe that rather than just saying this is awful, you know, and playing the game of ain't it awful, we need to get our heads together both Republicans and Democrats to try to come up with something that is a better way of giving people medical care without things that are are awful about it.
Well, you said that there was you voted for President Obama.
I did, yeah.
What do you think his end game is here? Do you think he wants to make government the breast that we go to, that it's there all the time, or, I mean, for the government to get bigger and bigger?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I may be terribly naive. You know, I hear people talking about Obama as a socialist. I think he's done something that the Democrats and Republicans have wanted to do for years and years and years. Bob Dole, you know, was a supporter of extended health care coverage. I think that when that whole thing about taking over the banks and people were accusing him of wanting to nationalize banks, I mean, he did what needed to be done. I don't think he's a socialist at all.
I think he has socialistic tendencies. I think he's leaning in that direction. I think that, this is just my opinion, is that, the expansion of the government in so many things. I mean, what about education? In these core curriculums you're starting to see coming around is that everybody's teaching the same thing. And they want to put children as early as 4 years of age into these preschools. And that what that commentator said the other day, which was very scary to me, was it's not your kids. I mean, it's not just your kids. I mean, it's the community's kids. That thing. I don't know if you saw that or not, but do you see the government putting out core curriculums and starting with 4 year olds?
Well, first of all, I think we have a real problem with education. I mean, our kids rank something like 15th in the ability to read and comprehend, and 27th in the ability to do math problems. So we've got a problem. How do we deal with it? If a core curriculum is emphasizing the need to teach math and to teach reading, and there are certain standards that need to be met in certain grades, and I think we're coming to that, we're implementing that. I'm for that. Now, when you get down to four-year-olds and preschool, I think there's a lot of data that shows that kids who are going into preschool are better prepared first grade and better prepared on up through. If you get a good foundation in elementary school, you're probably going to do better in college, and our country needs that, I think. So am I for increased government involvement in schools? No, I'm really not. But on the other hand, we need to do something, and what's the alternative?
Well, my problem with that is that with the first part is that we spend more per student anywhere in the world. And we're not getting a bang for our buck. So where's that money going to? Is it going to salaries for educators or for the people that, you know, the bureaucrats that take care of it, administrators? And two is why after spending all this money, why aren't we like in the top five when it comes to science?
I wish I knew the answer to that.
Well, you know, here's why I think it is, and this is just Carl Bott thinking, is that we've got, you know, our curriculums are getting lowered and lowered and lowered to try and bring the people to a certain level. There are the people that take these, you know, the college prep and all that. And we've got three schools right here in Shasta County, UPrep and Foothills and one other, Mountain Gate, or Mountain View. All of them are in the top, you know, they're distinguished schools in California. But we're doing something here where they're not learning the basics, just like you said, PJ, and I agree 100%. Why aren't they? Why aren't we in the top five or six when it comes to math and science? Because, my God, we're one of the smartest countries as far as technology and all that in the world, and we should be able to do that. I don't understand what it is. We're putting the money at it. We're
just
not.
Is something that has changed through the years? I'm wondering. Have the statistics lowered through the years?
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah. You know, my mother was a teacher. My wife's a teacher. I've got two daughters who are teachers. And so this is anecdotal data, but I think it's pretty good anecdotal data.
Yeah, well, no, yeah.
You know, my mother talks about back in the 60s and 70s, when she saw academic standards being lowered, one of my wife's pet peeves is that we're increasingly bringing things into school like sex education and drug education and, you know, spending time doing these things rather than spending time
on
math and on reading. I mean,
okay.
That's exactly right.
Let's take a break right there. That is an absolutely great point. We're taking those home types.
Social.
We're taking social programs, introducing them into our curriculum instead of taking care of math, you know, reading, writing, and I hate to say it, arithmetic. We'll be right back.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 8:46 in the morning. Hey, following this show, of course, is Outside the Wire. We're talking Bigfoot today. Yeah. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. 4,000 happy customers here in Shasta and Tehama County, and they're locally owned and family operated. What can we say? Great place, good people. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793, 365-3793. Hey, my guest is PJ Marsh, and PJ and I are discussing, you know, Obamacare and education, and unfortunately we keep agreeing on things. Let me try and find something here. Well, we agree Obamacare is a socialistic way to try and take over our medical care for the whole country and drive us into ruin. You don't exactly think that, though.
Not exactly, not even in exactly.
Okay, we talked about, now we are kind of agreeing on education, but how can we spend so much money and our kids are so dumb? I don't mean that by so dumb, but you know what I mean. I mean, we keep dropping in it.
I do know. And, you know, what just occurs to me is that I think we, the American people, are expecting to be given more, or we depend on others rather than on ourselves. And I think maybe that's part of the problem with the educational system, where parents are not assuming the responsibility for their kids' education. And here's what I mean. When I was in first and second grade, my parents spent a lot of time using flashcards with me so that, computations were very, very fast. I think there are a lot of parents that don't do that. I think that there are a lot of parents who, when they hear about a disagreement between parent and child, the child is right and parent is wrong. You know, when I was a kid, the assumptions were just the opposite. You do what your teacher tells you to do. And I think that's really eroding what's going on in school. My wife, who was a first grade teacher for over 20 years, said that what we really need more of in this country is parent education. You know, what is expected of
absolutely.
Them, what they should expect of their kids.
Okay, education. Why do we have a Department of Education if things just keep getting worse, and a Department of Energy since things keep getting worse? Shouldn't we just get rid of those and put that money into education, Department of Education?
Well, I think that's that's what bothers me about what I'm going to call right-wing reactions. Yeah, we ought to do away with the Department of Education.
No, that was the question.
It was the question. Well, okay, so I'm going to say no, I guess. Okay. I don't think we ought to do away with the Department of Education. Now, does it need to be as big as it is? Jesus, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the right size is. But I think that, you know, George Bush, recognized that things needed to change. And I think he did some good things. Obama, I think, has kept that up. And it seems to me that, particularly when you talk about some of the southern states, and I don't mean to, you know, denigrate southern states, but if you look at what went on in terms of education in Mississippi, to an extent, Alabama, Georgia, they didn't have the standards in those states that some of the richer northern states had. And as a consequence, you know, those kids suffered, and I'd say that our nation suffered because they didn't have the standards and the preparation to do as well as they could.
So having a national board of education, Department of Education, fixes that?
Well, I don't know if it fixes it, but I mean it's intended to address that. And what I'm saying is it needed addressing?
It probably is. There is probably some kind of overreaching bureaucracy, so it needs to be represented. Again, when we get talking about the government, we can start talking size and, you know, how many departments. You know, somebody I heard on the other day, a congressman saying, you know, there's 122 departments that address this one issue. Throughout D.C. That to me seems like a complete waste of time and money.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it does. You know, the question is, once you get there, how in the heck do you go about paring it down?
Oh,
my recollection.
Just like you would if you had a business. You'd look at what was redundant and you just start cutting people away.
By the way, if I recall correctly, Al Gore did a pretty good job of that for Bill Clinton when those guys were in office.
Al Gore, isn't he the one that has the huge footprint? Isn't he that climate guy that got a Nobel Peace Prize because he put out a documentary that's been proven to be false on 43 different occasions?
Well, he's the guy that put out
flies
the documentary.
Around in jets.
I didn't know it had been proven to be that false on that many occasions.
Well, I just kind of made that one up. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. My guest is PJ Marsh, a true gentleman and a good guy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me Joe Radola a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. It's Friday. Hey, 68 degrees out there, 8:55 in the morning. You know what? Following this show, of course, is Outside the Wire, one of my favorites. I'm getting such great feedback from everybody. Thank you so much. Today we're doing Bigfoot. We're gonna, you know what? Why wait till late at night to talk about Bigfoot, aliens, UFOs, and how the UFOs travel from Alpha Centauri to here in just a couple minutes? On Outside the Wire, we're there. Today, Bigfoot. Next week, and you're not going to want to miss next week, because next week it's going to be all of it. But today, we have PJ Marsh, who is, I don't know, I guess I could invite him on for Outside the Wire, because he voted for Obama. That's a little bit out there. So, PJ Marsh is a true gentleman. He's a scholar. And you know what? You argue your points. You don't back down. But during the break, we talked about the attack on people's rights under the Second Amendment. And what's your idea on this here, PJ?
Well, I think that, the Obama initiative on gun control is a mistake for very different reasons. I think that he needs to stay focused on what's going on in the economy, and he's spending a lot of time, a lot of energy on gun control, which is an emotional reaction to a horrific event.
A terrible tragedy. Oh, my God. Terrible.
But on the other hand, I think it's a misappropriation of his time and energy and of our governments to spend this much time on attempting to control guns. I think some of the initiatives make common sense, but to spend this much time on it is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this is when we have the economy. We just talked about that. Unemployment is, unemployment's getting lower. Well, no, there's more and more people dropping out of looking for jobs. And we talked about this. We're looking at 18 and 19 and 20 year olds who are laying around the house. They're not looking for jobs.
And why is that acceptable in this generation, where in our generation it was considered to be shameful?
You know, the only thing I can figure out is each generation of parents does seem to want to make life better for their kids, or they want their kids to lead a better life. Maybe, unfortunately, because they want life to be better, they've slacked off on standards. Giving the kids more, demanding less, because I think that we all rise to the expectations that others have of us, I think, or most of us do.
That's a really good point that you just said. And I think that goes into our schools.
Yeah.
And it goes into our personal lives. We were at a Boy Scout, an Eagle ceremony. And these young men in there, who had obtained the level of Eagle Scout. I mean, they're exceptional young men. 11 of the 12 astronauts that walked on the moon were Eagle Scouts. And so, but their parents, I think, to everyone we met, expected this from their kids.
But they're involved. It's not they expect somebody else to do it.
They're involved.
They're involved in the growth of their child.
And your children. I mean, your wife's an educator. Both your daughters are educators, too. Yes. I mean, you obviously were involved with them.
Well, yes. They might tell you I wasn't involved enough, but I thought I was involved.
Well, no, but I'm just saying is that you and your wife were, because they went through college, they've achieved where they're working and this. I mean, but there are many places when there's no father. And my God, the statistics for children being born without a father are staggering.
They are, and it's of real concern to me. Again, some of these issues are so complex. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that that's a huge problem. Kids without fathers.
I think 75% of some children born in areas without a father. I mean, without a father there to take care of them. 75%. We're just asking for trouble. You know what, PJ? We've got to run.
Okay.
thank you so a lot for being on today.
Thank you.
I mean, you weren't out there, like running over and saying, you idiot.
I think you need to have PJ on again.
Well, we do, because this is where two people can discuss this and disagree, but agree on some things.
Yeah, and I think we need to do more of that in our country and our government.
You know, I would love it if our country, our elected representatives could sit down and talk like we do, have a cup of coffee afterwards, and fix the damn problems.
Yeah, I agree.
PJ Marsh, thank you so much. Now, after the show, and our guests are out there for Bigfoot. And then after that, of course, is Agenda 21.
Has there been a sighting?
Has there been a sighting of Bigfoot? What is that smell? Okay, we'll be right back. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Deep South is cleaning up from a deadly spring storm that started as Midwest snow and ended with devastating tornadoes. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Now, Lisa, it's salvage time for parts of eastern Mississippi, says Greg Flynn with the state's Emergency Management Agency.
About 70 homes in both Kemper and Noxubee counties have been damaged in some capacity, all the way up from minor all the way to destroyed.
Where a tornado not only touched down, but made about a 60-mile cutting run along the ground. Thousands from Mississippi to Alabama and onto Georgia are still without power, all due to bad weather, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. North Koreans are preparing for their biggest holiday of the year Monday, while the rest of the world wonders how the North Korean leader might mark the occasion. Secretary of State John Kerry is in South Korea. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
After talks with South Korean officials about their estranged neighbor, Secretary Kerry had a warning.